According to China News Service, or Zhongxinwang, a lucrative business is built around cheating, or kaigua in Chinese gaming lingo, on one of the most popular online games called PUBG, also known as PlayerUnknown's Battleground. And a little bit of Chinese here, translation would be 绝地求生, with over 20 million copies sold, the game developer announced that more than 700,000 accounts have been banned for cheating. Yes, well, we've heard of cheating in exams.
How
and,
dare they?
Yeah, and that's bad. You shouldn't
yeah,
do
that's
it.
Yeah, that's bad, but this is even worse.
Oh, really? So what is cheating, or kaigua, in the realm of online gaming, Ryan?
Welcome to the realm of nerdiness, Hyung, and I will define cheating so clearly as it pertains to video games. You'll be like, boom, I didn't even know cheating could be on this level. But first, the definition. Cheating in online games is defined as the action of pretending to comply with the rules of the game while secretly subverting them to gain an unfair advantage over your opponent. Depending on the game, different activities constitute cheating, and it is either a matter of the game policy or consensus of opinion as to whether a particular person or activity is considered cheating or a cheater. So, cheating reportedly exists in most multiplayer online games. I'm sure anybody that plays multiplayer online games knows this, but it's kind of difficult to measure. The internet and the dark nets, as some people say, can provide players with a kind of way to do necessary things so that they can cheat in online games. And we'll talk about some of those things. And many times it's lucrative. There's money behind getting some of these things that help you get that unfair advantage over your opponents. But this game that Hyung had talked about, let's also talk about what that is, because it's becoming a huge game. So it's kind of, it's PUBG. Basically, that's how you'll hear it talked about most often. But that stands for Player Unknown's Battlegrounds. Mm. And it's an online battle royale video game developed by PUBG Corporation, a subsidiary of Korean publisher Blue Hole. The game is based on a previous mod that was developed by a guy named Brandon PlayerUnknown Green, or I call Super Nerd. For other games, he used this kind of interpretation of a film called 2000 film Battle Royale for his inspiration in making these mods, which eventually turned into this game. Ladies, this probably sounds like a lot of blah, blah, blah. So I'll tell you basically what this game is in the most layman's terms possible.
Yes.
It is like the Hunger Games. So basically, you are a player. You're dropped into a map, and basically you have to survive. There's a bunch of other players. I think there's 100 players that parachute into this that you're competing with. The Hunger Games, okay? It's like the Hunger Games online, and people are cheating in the Hunger Games. That ain't cool, okay? But as you continue to try to survive and eliminate the other players, like in the movie and the book, The Hunger Games, the map gets smaller and smaller and smaller until you're forced to confront each other. And so a lot of people really like this. But, yeah, that's basically the brunt of what's going on.
Oh, thank you for doing explainer duty.
Just
so
doing
well.
My service.
Yeah, well, yes. Yes, maybe I have not played the game. And, Huang Shen, neither of us have. But
I haven't actually played it either.
Oh, but you've had
I've heard of it,
some experience in this field, right? And I know for a fact that yesterday you played a game, right? But, but for us, we already did our research too, and we looked at some of the screenshots of what this cheating looks like in this game. And then some people are saying that on the screen you see an abundance or an overcrowding situation of so many weapons that by the game itself should it never even be possible to see that. And also there are apparently with layman research there is these visions that you can adopt that can see through walls. I would love that. And also, you have these bullets that can just go so far away into, you know, reaching the enemy of this. I can't explain this. I wish I could do it in a little bit more of an expert tone.
The most layman's term is it just gives you an unfair advantage. But here's the thing. Cheating is a broad term. And the reason why I want to talk about that is because cheating differs from single-player games to multiplayer games. And that is, you know, so when I was a kid, we mainly played console games, okay? So I remember I was playing, who hasn't heard of Mario or all these different games, you know, or Mortal Kombat or these some of these big games that were the early games, but not just these games. Even, I know Lai Ming, we just heard from him not so long ago, reporting in Nanjing, I believe, but he liked to play StarCraft, and there's some cheats for StarCraft for these single-player games that made the game more fun. And these were, I remember for StarCraft, if you typed in, show me the money, and entered that, you'd get tons of resources.
Oh, that's great.
I believe The Sims also was a game you could cheat and do kind of enter some things in and get free real estate and all this stuff to buy a new house. But here's the thing is, in those single-player games and back then, you weren't playing against other people. You were kind of just having fun in the game in more of a fantasy way. So instead of going through all the hard stuff of playing the game and the struggle, maybe sometimes I just want to win. I just want to do it easy, have fun the best way possible. And so I could enter these cheat codes in these kind of single-player games. But I think the big thing here is cheating when it pertains to actual people playing against each other, okay, online, competitively. People get really upset.
Yeah, I totally agree with Ryan. So when we talk about this cheating, like, function is good or not, it's totally based on single-player game or multiplayer games. I want to mention a game I only know is The Sims, which created and launched by the EA Electronic Arts, which is in Chinese. Actually, it's a typical like real-life simulation game, like where you can control your family members, go to school, fall in love, experience like different careers, and even grow old. It seems like a very boring name if you keep playing it day by day. So what's this like a sometimes this is necessary cheating or cheat, because it's like when you type in the official testing cheat, the entire game just going wild because you are able to teleport, like manipulate relationships among people and even disable basic needs, so your controlled characters no longer need to eat and sleep anymore. This can make enrich your like game experience, make the game more interesting. But I think for multiplayer games, the cheating stuff is really not very good.
Yeah, let's talk about some of the things Hyung tried to mention. Far shooting things.
Oh, yeah.
And super duper gun things. And yeah, there's a lot of things, but they have terms in the nerd community. And so I'll
enlighten us.
I would love to. So one of these things is, so maybe kind of like a hack, which is where you insert something in a game code. That could be something like an aimbot. So an aimbot, there's a lot of games that are popular out there, like maybe Counter-Strike or even the game I played, Overwatch. I really love that game. And so an aimbot, you know, you're out there and you're playing. People get invested in these. They're like probably just like any football game you see a guy's getting crazy about. There's a gamer somewhere in his room getting angry if he's not winning or losing terribly. Well, an aimbot gives somebody this unfair advantage to be able to beat his opponents. By basically, all I have to do is click the button to shoot my gun or whatever at my enemy, and I don't even have to aim, which aiming is the hardest part. Clicking the fire button, that's easy. So you see many times these guys just having perfect shots in these games, which you think are completely impossible. Another one is maybe like a wall hack. So a wall hack's really common, and I haven't really experienced these too much because I think when I got into online games, or at least the games I played, they really cracked down on these kind of practices. But I remember, you know, people would complain that somebody shot through a wall and killed me, you know, this kind of thing. So I remember those two being really big ones, but there's also things called, and Hyung, you asked about it this morning, farm bots.
farm bots. So it's like farmers that
it's
are
not
employed
Farmville,
by you.
Okay, it's not Farmville.
To like plant carrots and things.
Well, the farm bots are like, so we're, like I said, cheating's a broad category when it comes to video games. Because I think with these first-person shooters is what they're called when you're shooting other people. For fun, of course, in a video game, it's all harmless. You know, you have these aim bots and wall hacks and these different things or whatever. Now you'll have things in massive multiplayer online games called farm bots, okay? Mm. And I'm going to be honest with you, ladies. Mm. I cheated this way. Okay.
Oh.
I cheated. Lock me up, Hyog.
I can't believe this.
Lock me up.
Yes, cuffing you up right now.
Yes.
Cutting you away.
When I was in high school, actually, I'm going to blame you, Zach, if you're listening. My friend since high school, Zach, we played this game called Diablo 2. It was huge when I was a kid, you know, many years ago. And basically, it's a game where you could, it was one of the first games, like I guess you could call a precursor to a massive multiplayer online game. You have your character, you fight the forces of hell, and you can go online and do this with other people or battle other people. And so you have things called gear, like your swords, your weapons, your armor. Very, I think, common nowadays for people playing games. Even probably New Hong Lin knows all about what I'm saying. Yeah. So, because I know she plays some games. But anyways, this was the first, this was the Wild West, Fionn, of bots and hacks or just cheating in general. And so I remember one day my friend walked over. You know, back then he'd be like, call me on not even a cell phone, my landline, and be like, bring, bring. Hey, Ryan, what are you doing? I'm going to come over, okay? I'll be like, see you soon, buddy. And then, you know, I'm like, hey, my friend's coming over to my house. And I had to ask my mom. And she's like, what are you guys going to do? And I was like, play video games. She's like, you should go outside. I was like, whatever. You know, we loved video games, still do. And so I remember he goes, we go upstairs to my room. I had my computer, okay? And so, of course, getting ready to play Diablo 2, you know, so exciting with your friend. Maybe you girls can understand just with something else in your childhood. And so he's like, Ryan, install this code. He gives me this disc. I put it in my computer, put it on my game. And he's like, okay, so the best gear in this game, I can show you an easy way to get it. I'm like, ooh, this sounds bad. Tell me more.
Lures you
and
in.
So, no, really, guys, this was a big game, and items, this gear, was being sold for real money. People were buying this stuff on eBay, so to get it was really hard. Anyways, there's this whole process you could do with a specific kind of character and a bot, and basically you turn the bot on at night before you go to bed, and this bot would do this one special kind of level and pick up items where they're very common to drop. And I remember it was like Christmas, Fionn. Every morning I'd go to my computer and be like, what did my bot get? Oh, yeah! Seeing all this cool stuff. But then I realized, you know, people are doing this the hard way. There's people that, like, didn't have a friend named Zach that came over to their house and introduced them to farm bots. And so this is why it's another form of hacking. And now we've seen this in so many games. You know, it's evolved. I think even in games like, I think World of Warcraft is the one of the biggest massive multiplayer online games. You'll see something like that happening. So it's a big deal.
Yeah,
because it's real money sometimes. People are buying this kind of gear you sell on websites.
Yeah, I think the psychology of wanting to cheat is easy to understand. And in this world of the Wild West, although it's a virtual world.
Yeehaw.
I understand that if you can get your hands on these practices that can give you a leg up, then people go for it. And I understand, as Ryan has portrayed so vividly, that this is a big deal for a lot of people. People actually cry, probably, or break TVs.
One time, Hyung, one time I cried.
For what?
But I didn't break my TV because I love my TV.
All right, maybe just the game console or whatever control thing. Yes, and this time we see that more than 700 million accounts have been banned. I suppose these people aren't going to be happy at all as they're not allowed to play the game of PUBG.
Yeah.
But why do we care? Yes, ethics aside of cheating in video games, but why is this something that actually makes news? cheating in video games.
Because that caused an unfair game, also it's illegal. Is it an illegal business? But it's already shaped a lucrative, like, market. And also, I think that for now, we have seen, like, cheaters, they find some unique ways to doing business with the player's account. Sometimes, like, they will create new accounts to farm specific items and train specific characters with bots. And they sell them to new players who do not to want to waste time exploring and farming in a relatively low price. And also, I think now, for the Chinese players, I think we need to go through the real name authorization process. I think for now to tighten the regulation, if you have been found of doing the illegal or unofficial like cheating behaviors, your like account will be banned. So this means no matter how many money you put into this game, your account will be permanently banned.
Yes, and even in places like South Korea, where maybe this is a bigger problem, they have taken a big step towards cracking down on cheating in online games by criminalizing the creation and distribution of things like aimbots, wall hacks, and anything else not allowed by a game's terms of service. And this, according to a PvP Live report, anyone convicted of doing so could face up to 5 years in prison. That's $43,000 in fines also that could happen. Okay, so why are people doing this, right? It kind of destroys a game. Why do we play games if people are going to cheat? Like, what's the point? Then it's no skill. It's no you. It's something else that's making you better, right? I think that's because nobody likes losing. And people are afraid to lose. And sometimes ego comes to play. I can't lose. I want to be superior to other people. I think we see that through massive multi-online games, you know, like World of Warcraft, where somebody walks around with the best gear and he feels like everybody's looking at him. He's superior. He's the best. And that kind of feeling, maybe he doesn't get in his normal, usual life. He's a Tom that works at, an IT company, and he's just a normal guy. But on the World of Warcraft, he's Tom, the Destroyer of Worlds, you know? And suddenly, this is that superior. So he'll pay as much money to be that person, because it is a world where maybe he is very invested in. Also, for games like first-person shooters, nobody wants to lose. But let me say something really interesting. I know, Hyung, you want to jump in here, but I think this is really interesting. This is my particular own research here. Is I think nowadays, though, cheating is something that is happening from companies. I think now they're saying, hey, you want cheats? Yeah? You want to play Star Wars Battlefront? Pay lots of money, and I'll give you the best guns, the best characters right off the bat. Normally, so they make this available to all players, but if I want to get it, maybe I buy the game, $60, load it, start playing. I have to play a long time to get this really good stuff to help me. But if I want to pay more money, I can get all this stuff from the beginning. So now it's like, instead of paying for some person to make a hack or an aimbot, you pay the company directly for better stuff to go beat those other players. So I would say cheating's even happening from the companies that are offering you the games.
Oh, that is interesting, because certainly what we see here in China, according to China News Service, is that there are some Chinese companies that are actually employing professionals to program, to code, to make these cheating practices easily available for those who pay for it. And apparently, millions of yuan can easily be made monthly, just because these games are so popular and people want a fast track, want a backdoor key to win in a game. And certainly when this becomes more and more common, well, should we talk about regulation? Should we talk about policing? What needs to be done to make life a little bit easier for all these fair-playing people?
I mean, I guess, because I used to think that maybe the companies would regulate that. And I think some companies like Blizzard, who makes Overwatch, one of my favorite gaming companies, really tries to crack down on stuff. But still, where there's money to be made, if people are going to buy a cheat, sometimes there's an indirect way to say, oh, this isn't a cheat. It's just if this guy plays a long time, he can get it, but I'll give it to you now for a dollar sign. Mm-hmm. And so you're like, well, that's not cheating. You could get it. He just doesn't play that much. Neither did I, though. I bought it. Anyways, I think the reason why this is a big deal, maybe it needs to be modern, is looked at by government regulation is, according to VentureBeat.com, they cited that from market research firm Newzoo that in 2016, global game markets will be worth $99.6 billion. And also, most of that is coming from China. Most of that growth.
I really think like use penalties and maybe in law enforcement are very important. As we as Ryan has mentioned, like South Korea has already taken a big step. So maybe we can draw on their successful experience, because I turn to like experts say that maybe because now South Korea has the most large number of cheaters in games.
Yes.